Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Titus chapter 1, verse 15, and talk to you about the idea of all things are pure. Here we go, Titus chapter 1, verse 15. To the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but even their mind and conscience are defiled. In his work as a pastor and a leader on the island of Crete, Titus had to deal with a lot of difficult people. Some of those people were legalistic. They saw life with God mainly as a list of rules to keep, more than as a relationship of trust and love. The people with such an emphasis on rules could find something impure in just about everything. To them, anyone who enjoyed their food was a glutton. Anyone who enjoyed sex and marriage was filled with lust. And anyone who rested for a day was lazy. Anyone who did good business was greedy. For them, the religious life was all about what you didn't do, couldn't do, and shouldn't do. That's why Paul reminded us of what we read here in Titus chapter 1, verse 15. To the pure, all things are pure. Those legalists had polluted minds. Paul called them defiled. And they walked by fear more than by faith. Paul called them unbelieving. They denied that Christians could enjoy the basic, good, and godly pleasures of this world that are not sin. You see, as a pastor, Timothy had to deal with the same kind of people. So that's why Paul warned Timothy about those forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. Again, that's 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. Paul knew that if a Christian walked in the purity of Jesus, these things were pure to him. But to those of a legalistic mind, again, those who are defiled and unbelieving, they seem to believe that nothing is pure. The problem was with their defiled and unbelieving minds and consciences, not with the things themselves. Now, it's important to not take this in a wrong way. Yes, it's true. Paul wrote, all things are pure. But of course, Paul did not mean that obviously sinful things, pornography, illicit drugs, and things like that. He didn't mean that those things are pure. Paul had in mind those things that are permitted by Scripture, but forbidden by legalists in a mistaken attempt to earn favor with God. So Paul would say, hey, enjoy that meal. Thank God for it. He would say, enjoy your rest, your vacation, and thank God for it. The same principle applies to all good and legitimate pleasures that God gives us. Now, I can't confirm the source, but I once heard it said that Jewish rabbis taught that on the day of judgment, we will have to give account for all the legitimate pleasures God gave us to enjoy that we never enjoyed. You're not going to find that specific statement in the Bible, but there's at least some truth to that thought. Friends, this is our Father's world. He has filled it with many legitimate pleasures. We should receive them and enjoy them with gratitude. And if a legalist tries to make us feel guilty, we're just going to remember, to the pure, all things are pure.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.